You know that everybody wants Kung Fu Fighting?
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that?
You said everybody wants Kung Fu. It's everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Is it?
Yeah. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. It's not a call to arms.
What? I'm seriously. Are you sure? Everybody wants Kung Fu Fighting. Is that not how it goes?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Does everybody not want Kung Fu Fighting?
That's a different debate, but the song in question was Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh.
Those fists were fast as lightning. That's past tense.
It still made sense to me. Everybody wants Kung Fu Fighting.
You just, it's like, man, they're reminiscing.
Yeah. Man, those guys were fast as lightning.
Oh my god.
I want some more Kung Fu Fighting, man. Everybody wants Kung Fu Fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
This one comes from super good fan Derek. Are you an astronomer or an astronaut?
Whoa.
So
I feel like you need way more qualifications for one.
There's a sub question, or I guess extension of it. Are you willing to watch from afar or take a risk? So I guess that's the root of what he's getting at.
Okay. I think I get it.
But I think astronaut versus astronomer is a nice way to put that.
Yeah, I see what he's saying.
I think for myself, it's a function of age, right? Don't you want to be an astronaut until you're a little too old to do that anymore? Or you have more things that you don't want to risk?
Yeah, that's true.
And then you switch over?
Things tend towards... Plus your body breaks down and it's not as good at adventuring.
Yeah. So you believe the moon landing was real, right?
Hell no. Are you crazy? Have you looked into it at all?
What's your strongest evidence? The flag waving? Because that's pretty weak, I think.
Don't even get me started. Do you want this to be a 4-hour podcast?
Well, I mean, yeah, more content the better. No, we believe it's real. That's the podcast's official position.
Okay, fine.
Would you today, if you were selected, say there was a government lottery for the astronauts or test subjects, as they will be called, would you go to the moon and back?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be the first guy.
You're in a group of people and you're in like third wave. Two have done it already.
They made it fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, no, you're in group 13.
Something about that number seems sketchy. Can't put my finger on it, but
I feel like Apollo 13 maybe is a flag of why the moon landing might be fake. It's just so coincidental that one was the bad one, and they like...
Was 13 unlucky before?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Thought that might have been the origin.
Didn't originate from that. I don't think so. Anyway. Anyways, so would you go?
I don't know. Like, if the 13th wave of successful trips to the moon by that time seems like it's kind of getting old.
Like, so you wouldn't go not because of fear of death or anything, but just because it wasn't cool anymore.
Well, like, risk to payoff isn't really there anymore for me.
It's right.
Like, you're not really seeing anything new, and it's just a shitty 6-day plane ride.
Do you think that's how the astronauts felt about it? The ones that were in the later waves, like no glory for them.
Some of them, yeah.
No, it's amazing. You would be amazed to do it. I don't know if I would, honestly. I feel like I said before, like I might have just passed the adventurous enough to go to the moon experimentally phase of my life.
Mm-hmm. A different version might be like going to Mars. I might sign up for that.
So
maybe like the second trip to Mars, like they get They successfully get one pod there.
Who, like, can you name any of the astronauts in the second trip to the moon?
Buzz Aldrin 2. Buzz Aldrin 3. Neil Armstrong 2. Neil Armstrong the 3rd.
Can you name the guy that stayed in the pod on the first mission?
Oh, it's right on the tip of your tongue. No, yeah. I remembered a whole big thing about this guy. And someone did like a comedy sketch about that guy recently that was good.
You're looking at me like I might know. I don't remember. No. I'm sorry to tell you.
Sorry, bro, but that's what you get.
Yeah. You knew that was going to happen.
You should have busted out.
Jeopardized the whole mission for a little glory. That's why you're not allowed on the Mars mission.
Guys, I changed my mind. You see him coming over the horizon of the moon, like bouncing along, trying to catch up with you.
Michael. I think it might be Michael.
I think it's like Michael Irving or something. No, he's a football player.
Okay, let's stop guessing because we don't know.
I love it when we guess. When we have the internet at our fingertips.
I know. It's right there. Okay, so Mars mission. You would actually go on the second one?
I think I might, yeah.
I might go on the first because I don't think they're going to... It's like I said, like you're not getting any glory for going on the second one. I guess it's, you know, if you don't care about glory at all, then...
Yeah. I'm in it less for the glory, more about the terraforming a new planet, forging new worlds.
Fair enough.
But I think that, you know, in the end, it's about a balance of both sides, you know? Sometimes it's more fun to watch. Like, I like to play RTS games, but I also like to play FPS games.
That's an interesting analogy. I thought you were going to say, I like to play RTS games and also participate in war as a ground troop. That's a good take. I think that's very healthy. I think we've made progress here today, and I'll see you next week at the same time.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Throat Lozenges. How do you say lozenges?
That's it. You got it.
Lozenges.
Yep.
It's spelled weird, though. Okay. So, you remember that movie, What Women Want?
Of course.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Classic?
Yep.
Cinematic masterpiece? Did you know they're making, they're doing a remake with The Sex is Flipped?
Yeah, we saw the trailer when we saw something recently.
Yeah. So my question to you is, which movie do you want to live in? Do you want to hear the thoughts of dudes or the thoughts of the ladies?
That's interesting. I feel like the default is the opposite of whatever you are.
I think that should be pretty obvious for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, what a waste to use it on your own gender, right?
I guess, but like, if you don't think that women, like, do you think that women think that differently than men? How much
about
of it do you think
things
is society versus like actual gender, I guess?
It doesn't matter, I guess, like, with whatever the cause of their different thoughts are.
Right.
The fact is that they are different. I think they are different enough that you would like benefit more from one than the other. But it also depends like what you are and what you want to use the power for. Like, if you're trying to, say, climb the corporate ladder.
I thought about that too, and then I stopped myself because that's super sexist.
Yeah, it is. But it's the reality.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, obviously, like, people would go to opposite gender at first, and those movies are about getting laid, right?
Yeah, the movies are always about infiltrating their pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an obvious use, and I would definitely exploit the power for those purposes. However, there's many other purposes to
hearing
people's thoughts that I'm sure we haven't thought about.
Well, yeah, I feel like we have to set that aside. Like, for a lot of our questions, we have to set the default aside and explore.
Yeah.
So, like, what would it be like to hear just men's thoughts? Like, I feel like I might not pick it just because it seems awful. Like,
yeah, you'd start degrading yourself, or like your own thought processes would just start becoming,
yeah,
like gross.
I can't remember if can they, like, in the movies, can they target who they're hearing, or is it just overwhelmingly?
I bet it's probably like in the first scene where they discover it, it's like overwhelming, and then they hone it and focus it in.
Is there, like, does Mel Gibson go off to some temple to hone his new mutant power? I don't remember that scene,
but he should. There should be like a Batman training sequence.
Yeah. Actually, I'm pretty sure that there's a part where he's like walking a dog or something and he hears a dog's thoughts, which is a whole nother.
Whoa.
Like,
is it a female dog?
Well, it has to be.
I hope so.
But I don't think we should explore that because it's just too much. Like, no, if you can hear dogs, like, why can't you hear flies and other?
That's just getting crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, men's thoughts, like, I don't know. I just think of some of the, I mean, like, maybe I'm just projecting, and probably women are like this too, but like some of the things you think and don't say, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to hear. Yeah. I wouldn't want to hear other people's, those thoughts.
No.
Or even just like if you're like sad, you know, like if you're on like a subway platform and you're like thinking about.
Or what if you're happy and other people are sad and you're accidentally like sucking up their sad thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems, the whole idea seems so oppressive unless I'm like very much in control of hearing it.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know if I have the self-control to not listen in and not get depressed or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's always what happens in the shows or whatever. Superhero has this power is that that it always overwhelms them and they always end up hearing things they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And end up not being able to turn it off when they want to.
Yeah. So, but I, like, our answer can't be neither, right? We have to pick one. I think I would pick women.
I think that'd be my inclination too, but also consider you have to hear all the horrible things they think about you, and not just like,
yeah. And it's, you know what? It's not just sometimes random women.
Yeah.
We both have spouses of the opposite gender, and yeah, you know, I might not now.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to hear it. Like, sometimes, you know, you're in a fight or whatever. You don't want to hear what they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Or
even just like they fell out of love with you years ago.
Yeah. You're like, you're trying to be like romantic and look for like the way to surprise her. And, but you just hear her thinking about how like there's no magic left.
Your dick is so small.
Yeah, exactly. You could use the power in like games of strategy. Like you could be like a chess champion.
Or any game. And to your point about business, like you would be good at making deals.
Yeah.
Sales.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
But yeah, any mind reading skill is a huge leg up. Like we were leaning a bit towards turning it down altogether, but I don't think we can do that just because of the advantage it would give you in life.
Yeah. It's too good to pass up.
If it was tuned to a specific gender, you could only be like great against that gender though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if you wanted to be really good at sports? Like you'd have to pick men. Or who, like,
well, for the next couple of years anyways.
Until all leagues are mixed.
Yeah.
Isn't there a football player coming soon? I feel like I hear that rumor every couple of years.
A trans football player?
No, a female football player.
Like entering the
NFL
with the dudes?
Yeah.
But she's cis female.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this, but
I feel like I hear it every, you know.
Oh, I do remember this coming up. And I'm talking about like she needs her own locker room and
there. I think football. First of all, I don't even know all the rules of football. But are there not positions that you don't need to be like being a man wouldn't be beneficial for? Like, isn't there like just running positions?
There's no position in this universe that being a man is not beneficial. No, I don't think so, because
what does a receiver do? Don't they just catch and run? Like, could a really fast woman just not do that job just as good?
Well,
I guess the fastest women are not as fast as fastest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just that men outperform women in every athletic field. So there's definitely positions that would be better suited to women.
Yeah.
Like not like a blocker obviously has to be like a giant dude.
were there women on any of your high school male teams?
No. We had
them on
versions
rugby, actually.
Interesting.
It was pretty hardcore.
The rugby at our school was a boys team and a girls team, but the girls team was like an indomitable force.
Nice.
And was like renowned and had all these like just butch monsters on it.
Yeah, you had a lot of tough chicks at your high school, eh?
And then the guys team just like got in like fights for like the first three games of the season and then canceled the team because they couldn't keep their shit together.
So you only had a girls team.
Yeah.